Good morning, good afternoon. My apologies for a little erratic kind of posting. Usually I try to do it first thing in the morning. Been on the West Coast the last couple of days, but that, please God, will change back tomorrow. We had such incredible nachas. I actually posted this. Dear, dear friends of ours whose sons, their twin sons, were bar mitzvahed. It was really a beautiful, beautiful experience. But we, my friends, are on day 20, which means we're halfway there. I didn't want to do the Bon Jovi song because it would date me and my voice is just not up for it. But we're halfway there. And you could look back or you could look forward, and we're going to be looking ahead, of course. What I did in this chapter, and I want to share with you, are some other instances of 40. Because if you remember, we learned how, where did we get this whole 40-day challenge from? We're on day 20 now. Was that Rosh Chodesh Elul, the beginning of the Hebrew month of Elul, when we started this whole, the recordings and the 40-day challenge, that was the day Moshe was called back up to Har Sinai to give the Jewish people the second chance with the second set of tablets. If you remember, he came down from Har Sinai, saw the Jews sitting with the golden calf. What day was that? That was on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, the 17th of Hebrew month of Tammuz, one of the reasons it's a fast day to this day. And then he spent 40 days praying on behalf of the Jewish people to Hashem to forgive them for the sin of the golden calf. 40 days after Yud Zayin B'Tammuz was Rosh Chodesh Elul. God invites Moshe back to Har Sinai for the second set of tablets, giving the Jews the second chance. He reascends the mountain in Rosh Chodesh Elul, spends another 40 days and nights with God, coming back down on Yom Kippur. That's the 40. What I want to share is a couple of other 40s that are in the chapter that we didn't study originally. And it's a very significant number, and you'll see why in a minute. It's the number of days, I said, which lapsed between the first time Moshe brought the tablets and was invited back for the second. Fine, we did that already. But also, it's the number of days that the Mabul, the flood, ravaged and transformed the world in the days of Noach. 40 is also the amount of Seot, which is the liquid measure of water required for a mikvah, a Jewish ritual bath, which is, of course, all about renewal and transformation. The flood, the mikvah. A fetus, we know, is also considered only endowed to be with a soul and not just sort of tissue after 40 days. Before 40 days, it's just considered tissue. It's not really a soul. Now, we also know that our ancestors wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Rabbi Akiva, arguably the greatest sage of the Talmud, returned to Judaism, became the quintessential Baal Tshuva, returning to Jewish tradition at the age of 40. And I also quoted the Gemara, the passage from Avodah Zarah 5b, that a student doesn't fully comprehend his teacher's Torah until he has studied with him for 40 years. What is all? It's got one message to it, and that's transformation, metamorphosis, which is what I hope we're going through, even on a small, small level. These recordings, the chapter in the book, it's just giving us 5-6 minutes a day to kind of go through some kind of spiritual transformation. Now, the number 40 itself, of course, every Hebrew letter has a numerical equivalent, Aleph 1, Bet 2, Gimel 3. What's 40? Mem. Mem is the first letter of Mayim, water. Again, water transforms, it cleanses, it purifies. This is what we're doing during this time. And transformation through water or through any of these types of things does not happen overnight. It's small, steady steps. And this is incredibly important to take today, day 20, and to look back a little at the last 19 days and ask ourselves, what have we learned? What are we doing a little different? I mentioned that, if you remember back in day 6, that to take a moment to breathe when you get angry, you get upset with someone. Remember Abraham Lincoln's hot letters? He would write these letters to cool down. And on the bottom of the letters, he would write, never sent, never signed. That extra level of consciousness that we bring to when we get angry, that's one little thing to recall. You could literally just leaf through today, day 1 through 19. Just look at the chapter titles. Now, if you haven't done the questions at the end, that's something also that I would really, really recommend doing. You always want to take a moment at halftime. Having learned together for the last 20 days, we're going to be looking ahead, of course, for the next 20. But let's not just keep moving on. Let's ask ourselves, what area of life would we want to see a little change in? And what entry from the last 19 days can help us do that? Is it the area of kashrut? Is it prayer? Is it tefillin? Pick one mitzvah, I always say, in regard to your fellow human being. Excuse me, that's in terms of Hashem. And one mitzvah in terms of our fellow human being. And also, I've been quoting a lot of the Rambam from his Hilchos Deos, the laws of character traits. How do we want to tweak our personalities, right? Those are actions. What action can we take to improve our behavior with our fellow human being? What actions can we improve our behavior with Hashem? We've got 613 mitzvot to do that with. But on day two, we talked about positive change can only come about if we're honest. Let's ask ourselves, honestly, what's something about our personality that could use a little tweaking and a little changing? Got another 20 days, 20 behind us, 20 ahead. It's a good amount of time to see some change, even if it's small. But we've got more time together, and I give you all a huge yashar koach, huge rabbinic pat on the back for sticking it out halfway. Let's take it the whole way. Have a wonderful day.